Hi, I'm Murray Ellington, a rising senior day student at Darlington. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today I'm recapping the spring sports season with varsity coaches Justin Bruce, Anna Harris, Bettina Fuentes, Stephanie Perkins, Kevin Ivester, Matt Leary, Brendan Leeser, Al Shorey, Jared Willerson, and Mallory Collier. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
Let's go around the room and have you all tell our listeners who you are and what team you coach.
I am Mallory Collier, and I am the girls lacrosse head coach.
I'm Jared Willerson. I coach the boys golf team here.
I'm Bettina Fuentes. I coach boys and girls tennis.
Al Shorey, girls soccer.
Kevin Ivester, boys soccer.
Matt Leary, baseball.
Brendan Leeser, boys lacrosse.
Stephanie Perkins, track and field.
Anna Harris, track and field.
I'm Justin Bruce. I coach the girls golf team.
At Darlington, our sense of community is deeply felt within the student body, faculty, and alumni. How would you describe the impact of Darlington's rich community within your respective teams?
So this year we had a really awesome opportunity that was afforded to us by the Booster Club, where Brittany Delaney Hall, who is now the coach at Barry, was able to come and work with us. She's an alumni of Darlington. She went and played at Presbyterian College, played D1, and then started the program at Shorter. So we've had the unique opportunity of having a very successful lacrosse alum come back and work with our girls this year. And then also we have some really great parents who pour a lot into our kids and constantly do for our team and make sure that our girls feel supported and have everything that they need.
I guess tradition would be the number one thing. That is the one thing that really, there's a lot of tradition of golf at Darlington, and that's one thing that we pride ourselves in, is carrying that tradition forward.
And I would say the community spirit is super important to the tennis team. We've had a whole lot of support this year, and it's really made the difference in our season.
I think each year in soccer, it's interesting the mix of students we get from across the world. We had Spanish students and Mexican students and students from all different countries, and it's nice to see that all come together on the soccer field.
I'd say the same for boys soccer. It's the international element that soccer brings. Just having all six or seven different countries on my team are represented, and I think one of my favorite things in coaching this team this year was just getting to know all these guys from different countries and learning about their cultures. That was fun for me.
It's a great community at Darlington. I think that, piggybacking off the others, we have a great dorm aspect, kids up here, and, on the baseball team, we really have a great culture, and I believe the whole school buys in with it.
Boys lacrosse is kind of a little bit different of an animal. Unfortunately, we're not as diverse as the other teams, although that is one area we'd like to expand on. We don't really have any dorm kids or international kids, although we have in the past, so we're working to try and develop that. But the team itself is kind of like one big family. So
I could say the same about the community, but the big thing I noticed this year as a newcomer is the team culture. Coach Hunt's built a really good team culture and a winning culture. Everyone's all in, invested, and working hard for each other.
I think for girls golf, the team is made up of such a small number of athletes. We might complete a team with six or seven students, and so just the fact that it's such a small group kind of lends itself to being a very close-knit group.
A season can start in a multitude of ways, whether it is positive or negative. How would you say the opening of your season or preseason preparation impacted the student athletes on the team?
So I was actually not here during the beginning of our season, not even for conditioning, since I was out on maternity leave. But I know that we had a good number of girls who came out and worked and were really excited about this year. I know that they felt like they struggled a little bit at the beginning to get adjusted, but that's because we had a lot of new people come and decide to play this year. But, when I was able to come back that first week of March, our first game, we were able to get a win over Norcross, and then the energy really just picked up from there.
We had a really good preseason. We, you know, our guys pretty much play year round. They're very, very dedicated to their craft, and that shows. Our very first tournament we played in, we won, and we shot a very good score. It was like we had taken no time off at all. I mean, we just pick up right where we left off. So it was really, really positive.
Our tennis players have that benefit too with the Tennis Academy. They play year round, and our preseason was quite short. It was about 3 weeks from the beginning of practice to the first match, and boys and girls both started off really strong, winning the first few right out of the gate. So that started the momentum going for the great season we had.
You know, for us, we start out inexperienced in the preseason, and our goal is over the course of the season to evolve into a team and be our best at the end of the season. So it's always a building process for us. We always start a little slow, which we did this year. We'd love to go back and replay some of our early season games with the team that we had at the end of the season, for sure.
I would say for boys soccer, we had a tough preseason scrimmage against a really good team and ended up losing pretty badly. But it taught us a great lesson. We had a lot of good talks about staying positive regardless of the situation, and to keep a positive attitude, and we ended up starting off the regular season by winning two of our first three games. So that, I think that even though we lost that scrimmage, it kind of helped us get on the right track for the regular season.
For baseball, it was tough preseason just because the GHSA changed the rules where we only had like a week and a half worth of team practices. And we were kind of worried about that going into it, but the guys really did a great job the first five, six games. And then we hit our region, which is a very, very tough region. You had one playing for state championship, two or three went to at least Final Four or Sweet 16. And, you know, we hit a little rocky road there early, but then, you know, towards the end of the season, we won eight in a row and got us over 500. So, you know, the guys really, really bought in to staying strong and, you know, good characters about us and really fighting to finish up strong in the end.
For lacrosse, we kind of, we don't have a ton of numbers this year, so we were waiting on a couple kids coming from other sports. So our goal was to, in the beginning, to have a lot of fun and keep everybody bought in mentally and just get in really good shape, having really good fun. So I think we were able, once we got our other guys to kind of get into a role of winning after a couple setbacks in the very beginning, and that really helped. But our goal every year is just keep improving as we roll and play the best we can, and they did a really good job with that this year.
In track and field, I think our goal was to just see what we had on the roster. We were waiting for other sports to finish their seasons, so we share with a lot of other sports, and our seasons overlapped. And so initially it was giving everybody an opportunity to figure out who our relays were going to be, what people were doing, what events. And I think we competed in a lot of local meets with smaller schools and were able to compete at the higher level with the bigger schools in the championship season. But the goal initially is to just really give everybody exposure, experience, and figure out where we're going to put everybody to be successful.
For golf, I agree with Jared. You know, golf is such a lifestyle sport that it's easy to play year-round, and most of my girls do play year-round. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of time off when we're thinking about girls' golf. So that really helps us going into the season. You know, we won all of our tournaments and all of our matches, or got second in a few of them, won our area, and competed well in the state championship. So I think the fact that we have such a group of girls that are really committed and love golf, and they play it year-round, kind of lets us pick up right where we left off the year before.
What would you say a key point or highlight in your team season that dictated the success of your program this year?
So kind of going off like what I said for the last question, we were able to get a win over Norcross at home. You know, we played on the grass field, which was not the norm for us. But it just really, you know, getting that win, it was a close, hard-fought game, and it came down to the last minute. Sophomore Claire Neal was able to hold on to the ball for about a minute at the end of the game, which, you know, kind of solidified our destiny, I guess you could say, our win. And that kind of just changed the pace for the season. They finally got a taste of victory for the girls that we had here. We hadn't won another home game in 2 years. We won against Wheeler my first year here. We won 8-0. And then this past year, you know, being able to win, you know, really created a lot of positive momentum for us, and the girls are really excited about the rest of the season after that.
I think the high point, or the really the turning point for the boys golf team, is we had played okay. We lost our own invitational tournament to a rival to Christian Heritage, and you know, we just kind of regrouped after that. I said, look, we're better than this. And I just really challenged the guys to dig deep, really, really take to heart that the work that they put in is going to get rewarded. And we ended up avenging that loss, I guess you could say, in the area tournament, where we ended up winning by one shot pretty dramatically. And that those dramatics carried on for the rest of the season into the state tournament, where we were 10 shots back going into the second day and ended up winning the state championship in a playoff. And it was just I'll always look back at that Darlington Invitational where we lost on our home course, and I feel like we shouldn't have. And I think that was the turning point for everybody, where it was like, hey, we gotta get in gear, we gotta play like we're capable of playing.
I feel like for the girls tennis team, the turning point was probably around spring break. We were kind of struggling to figure out who was going to fit in which line the best. And I think that was really where we kind of solidified our lines and figured out, you know, who was going to be, you know, the most powerful at their spot. And that really helped us all the way through. You know, we were second place in the region this year. We made it to the second round of the state playoffs with the girls. And I feel like that was the turning point for them. They felt more cohesive as a team, I believe. The boys, I don't know if the boys really had a turning point this year. They were strong all year. They were strong out of the gate. They were team players. They pumped each other up, and they really just gelled as a team from day one, I believe. So that's kind of a non-answer, but.
This year in girls soccer, I had an awesome group of senior leaders, and they convinced me that we could go to Alabama and compete in this tournament, where we played 5 games in 2 days. And it was a really tough experience to get some really good competition, but we came back from that a much tougher, well-tested team, and played really tough after that. So I think that was a really good experience for us. And there weren't many years where I would have dared to take a group like that, but with this year's leadership on the team, we were blessed, so.
I'd say, one of the turning points for the boys was about the fourth or fifth game of the season. We went down to Dalton Academy to play at their place, and it's a place where they don't lose very many games. They're a really good team. We hadn't beaten them in about 4 years, I think. And we went over there and scored a goal to go up 1-0. They ended up tying it 1-1, and it just kind of led to what we had been talking about is staying positive. When negative things happen, you have to bounce back from it and try to recover. We ended up scoring 2 goals in the last 15 minutes and beating them 3-1. And it was probably the high point of our season in terms of just, you know, just kind of, you know, a fun victory for us, and to prove kind of a team that, the team that we can be capable of if we stay positive.
I feel our turning point for baseball was the fourth series, region series. We were on a little skid, and we came out of that series, didn't play great, but we played well enough. Then after that, the guys stayed positive, upbeat, never quit, and we went on an 8-game win streak where we were 6-13 and ended up on the season 14-13. So I believe that fourth series in our region really turned things around for us.
For lacrosse, much like soccer, we were a shallow team numbers-wise, but we were blessed with really good senior leadership. And for us, it was, you know, you can only compete as well as you can compete in practice, right? So you have to have your same players pushing each other to go harder and better, and, you know, you're only going to get as better as you compete. So we had seniors that were really willing to just turn it on in practice, and they made everybody better for it every day. And so we were able, as long as they kept that mentality up, where they were going to compete and have fun and do it in practice. That's why we competed so well this year, in my opinion. and we were able to go in against teams that were two to three times our size and actually, you know, upset them a lot of times on the road. And so that, I give everything to our senior leadership this year.
I think for both the boys and girls track teams, Coach Hunt does such a good job of setting the standard and expectation, like from the get-go, that we're going to compete to the best of our ability and work hard every single day, regardless of who we're running against or where we're running. That I don't know if there was a specific turning point in the middle of the season, because the kids really ran great all season and were breaking records consistently throughout the season. But it was huge for the girls to place third in a very tough region with GAC and Mount Vernon and teams like that. And we have less than or more than half of the girls. Like, we have much lower numbers in our girls team than those other teams do. And we still were able to score well over 100 points, which was significant for them. And I think gave them the confidence to continue to run hard and compete for each other. And then same thing for the boys. You know, I don't know that I'm sure they had expectations to do well, and we all had expectations for them to do well, but when they went out in one region against, once again, a very good GAC team and a bunch of other really good teams out there, that gave them even more confidence just to continue to run well and work as a team. And we, you know, had great showings at sectionals and state again this year. And, you know, it just all starts from the beginning with that standard and expectation of competing no matter what.
Yeah, I would also say that I don't think there was a turning point with our girls' golf team. These girls have been really good at golf for a long time. Thurr won the state championship as a freshman. Thurr and Agatha won state championship as sophomores. Agatha led our team to the third place finish as juniors without Thurr playing. Thurr was at the Mizuho tournament in New Jersey. And then this year had an incredible state tournament. And, you know, I feel like, you know, setting the tone for what this group can accomplish in their mindset, you know, coming in on the number 18 of our state tournament, knowing that when the scores were coming in, it looked like we were going to be in fourth place. Thurr went 3 under on her last four holes and really sprinted, I mean, literally sprinted to the finish line, knowing that we weren't going to win, but not giving up. And I really feel like that's been the mentality of these seniors for the last couple of years.
The ending of a season can signify multiple things. How will the culture or community change, and what are your goals to continue it next year?
I definitely am excited for the future of girls lacrosse. It is a growing sport in the state of Georgia. They are doing a lot of things to really get people involved statewide. You know, I hope that Darlington really hones in on having a lacrosse program, because we are the only school that has one for over an hour radius. So I really wish that Darlington would really, you know, utilize that and kind of market that, because we do have a unique opportunity to pull in some more day students here. You know, and I hope that the girls that we have continue to work and be excited about lacrosse, because it really is an awesome sport that translates into other sports, and, you know, kind of makes them a better all-around athlete. So I hope that lacrosse continues to thrive, and we have someone step in next year that is really excited about the program, excited about the girls, because we have an awesome group of girls, an awesome group of parents who really want to see the sport thrive here at Darlington.
Our season ended great, ended with a state championship, but it's a couple of things. It's the culmination of a culture that's been built, a lot of community support. The seniors know their role. I had great seniors this year, Blair Mosley and Ethan Tome, who have both been a part of the program since they were freshmen and even before. And then I had a senior transfer this year, a kid that moved here from Indiana. His name is Jack Webb, and he came up big for us in the state tournament. And what that does for us going forward is just it establishes that the culture and the way we do things works. And kids are excited about playing golf at Darlington. And that's what I want to see moving forward, is just kids excited, want to work hard, and want to live up to the expectations that the community and the alumni and everyone sets for our program.
We didn't have any seniors on our starting lineups in girls or boys tennis, so I fully anticipate it's going to be a super strong program next year. I know that the kids are going to stick together and do what they need to do. Coaches Tennell and Liao are returning next year, along with the new coach, Coach Craig. And I know that the leadership that our juniors showed this year, they're going to just exacerbate it as seniors. And it's going to be really, really strong team, really, really great showing next year.
We'll definitely miss, you know, we had 3 4-year seniors leave this year that were big contributors to our culture. But, you know, we have juniors that have been in the waiting that are ready to step up and will be great, great leaders next year. So the tradition continues. Like, I expect us to improve on this year and move on.
For boys soccer, we had a lot of juniors who were big players for us this year, so they'll be our leaders next year. They know what it's going to take to step in to be the senior leaders next year, and they'll jump into that role very quickly in preseason, on into the regular season. We had a couple of freshmen who started every game for us this year and got a ton of playing time. That's only going to help them as they move forward, because they know what it takes now to play against some very tough competition. So really looking forward to next year and having these guys back. We also have a few guys who were ineligible this year who will be coming back next year, who will get their first chance to play, and they're going to be hungry to get on the field, because several guys practiced with us all year and didn't get to play because they were ineligible, but they're ready to roll next year. They can't wait. So looking forward to next year.
Yeah, I think the way our season ended in baseball should carry over. The guys should feed off of it. We lost 2 guys, and it's going to hurt a little, but I think at one given time on the infield, the oldest guy, including on the mound, was a junior. So I think, you know, we got a lot to feed off of from this past year. You know, we're coming back with a freshman of the year in region, and several sophomores and juniors that were region players. So we're really excited and going to feed off from the way we ended up this year.
For lacrosse, we always kind of stick to the motto that we're going to get out there every day and play hard and as fast as we can, and then try to have as much fun as we can in the process, while leaving it all on the field. And I think for us, that's what our kids did, and that, you know, if you just do those things and try to do the right thing along the way, then the success and the winning comes along with it. And so we ended up this season with a good, solid winning record. And that's all we did. That was kind of our whole motto, was just get after it as hard and as fast as you could and smile along the way. And so we're just going to kind of keep pounding at that and grow from it.
I think that although we're losing some seniors in track and field that were big contributors, we also have a really young team that is strong. A lot of our people at state this year were freshmen, and they were big contributors for relays and things like that. Seeing what the competition is now and how the realignment has changed, that we're competing against 2A and 3A schools, I think our kids will respond well. I don't think they're afraid of anybody, and they know they can run with these teams. So we're looking to be a podium team on both the girls and boys side next year. And it seems like the kids are really excited going into next year, where we started this year, where we ended this year. So we're just going to keep building and get back to that championship podium team.
It is no secret at all to anyone that we are losing 2 amazing golfers with Thur and Agatha. They did so much for our program. They played so much golf, just killer instinct competitors. But like Jared said, Darlington has a tradition of winning, and we've got some very talented girls who are next in line. And so, you know, the task we have is to help them step up and fill those shoes. And so I'm excited to see what that looks like next year.
Thank you, coaches, for joining us today. The entire Darlington community is proud of your team's accomplishments this spring season. Be sure to follow along with sports at Darlington through Darlington Athletics on Instagram for updates and announcements. We're glad that you tuned in into this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in bi-weekly wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have any questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.